Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are seeing mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. In Haifa, the breeze is gentle and the skies are mostly clear. Here are today's headlines. A Hamas explosive device detonated in the northern Gaza Strip earlier today, with militants firing toward the Yellow Line area. No casualties were reported among Israeli forces, as reported by Israel Hayom. Also, President Trump stated in an interview with Fox that the U.S. will lead if fighting returns in the Middle East, with Israel's support. This comes amid secret communications with Iranian officials, according to Walla. Also this hour, Minister Bezalel Smotrich commented on the Netanyahu-Kushner meeting, emphasizing the need to clarify matters with the U.S., as noted by Mariv. Separately, Jared Kushner was spotted dining at Naya, a restaurant in the Jerusalem mountains, following his meeting with Netanyahu, reports Israel Hayom. And finally, after meeting with Jared Kushner, Prime Minister Netanyahu reinforced that the IDF will remain in Gaza until Hamas is disarmed, according to the Times of Israel. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News English recently shared that Israel and the Board of Peace agreed the IDF will stay in Gaza until Hamas is disarmed. Al Arabiya English similarly noted that Israel will withdraw from Gaza once Hamas is disarmed, emphasizing Israel's right to self-defense. Iris from Streetwise remarked on Jared Kushner dining at Naya in the Jerusalem Hills shortly after meeting with Netanyahu, citing Liran Shabtai from N12. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the explosive device incident in Gaza, Israel Hayom reported that the IDF responded swiftly after the device went off and shots were fired. This incident underscores ongoing tensions along the border, highlighting the fragile security situation. Turning to Trump's remarks on potential conflict, Walla reports that Trump mentioned a clandestine communication channel with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This could signal a shift in U.S. involvement in the region, potentially affecting Israeli security and diplomacy. Meanwhile, Minister Smotrich's comments reflect ongoing Israeli-U.S. relations. As reported by Mariv, he stressed the importance of clear communication with America. This highlights the delicate balance Israel must maintain with its key ally. Separately, the choice of Naya by Jared Kushner, noted in Israel Hayom, adds a personal touch to his visit. Such informal settings often foster more relaxed discussions, which could influence diplomatic outcomes. Finally, Netanyahu's stance on Gaza, detailed by the Times of Israel, reinforces Israel's security priorities. His commitment to keeping the IDF in place until disarmament demonstrates Israel's firm approach to ensuring long-term peace and stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Castro has joined forces with Renoir to operate the Anta-Israel franchise. Castro will hold a majority stake, while Israel Chen will serve as CEO, reports Globes. Separately, Expander has raised $7.5 million in seed funding. The startup aims to bridge the gap between AI pilot projects and enterprise deployment, according to Tech. And finally, the Israel Land Authority is overhauling its appeal processes. Israel Hayom Business reports that these changes will significantly reduce the time taken for land assessment appeals. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.